Begin the Quran Dav Masechta Shabbos Dav Samach Dal. Begin with Amud Aleph. Begin with Teis Dibur Masechta. It begins the words of the Gemara. Menayim LaRabbis Esakil Kli BaChavik. How do we know to include these different straps of the animals? Teis asks on this drasha that includes the Kilkli BaChavik, and Teis answers. The Gemara had said we learn that from the word Oisak, the next word Oi, that this Kilkli, which is a breast strap of the animal, and this Chavak, which is the small strap on the stomach, that the Makabel Tumah. So Tais asks to take a second look and says, "V'imtam, if you're going to say, wait a second, but v'ha, you're telling me you're including the kilkli and the chavak from oisak, which is an inclusionary term in the halachas of a sackcloth, which means to say that just like we know sack is only mekabel tumah if it could be carried empty and full, meaning it has a receptacle to carry things. The problem is how are you including the kilkli and the chavak, but loy metalta moli v'reken, they're not carried." So to speak, full and empty, because they don't have a receptacle. So how could that be included in Oisak? And says Taisav, and if it's because it's possible to fold it up, as we had said in the previous Taisis, and to put objects inside, so that should make it vulnerable to Tumma. Even so, says Taisav, no, that would not make it ready to be Makabel Tumma. It may not Oslakach, if it wasn't designated and made for that purpose. Lav Klum, it's nothing, it's insignificant. How do we know this? Kedama Lakamon, like the Gemara tells later on, Yabikav Hekiteya, by the log of the amputee, where he puts like a fake foot as a shoe, although there's a receptacle for him to put the stump of his thigh, but im eino asla kabel, the Gemara tells somebody that if it wasn't made to receive rags as for a receptacle for that tar, that kav is going to be tar. So you see, even though it's something that technically could be used, but if it wasn't designated for a kli kibul, it's not makabel tumah. So how are we including the kilkli b'chavik from Oisak if the halacha of sak itself requires that it could be something that has a clay kibul to be makabel, something else, and only then is it vulnerable to tumah? So it's taste vishlim. What you could say is the haninami. Yeah, these straps also, the shem called sarkan hinasuri mitchila. Initially, they're made for all different types of purposes. And one of them is to utilize it even that if you need to fold it and to put things in, that was designated for that purpose. And therefore, it is considered that something that is carried molly v'rikin. But taste says, ach kasha, it's difficult. Because the El Perk by Mamad Likin, the Gemara previously in Avchum Zayin Menal, is Mapik Dava Habam and Ezim. It learns out that a material that comes from goats, that the Metami Bishratzim that has a Tumah of Shratzim, we doesn't know it from. So the Gemara tells you we learn that from Me'oi Beget, from the extra word Oi by Beget, which material coming from a goat is fabric, and it's a type of a garment. So we know that something that comes from Ezim is learned from the extra word Oi. Problem is, v'kilkli b'chavak b'am in izim, these straps that we're including here in the Gemara, they come from goat here. U'mapik len hocha me'ay sak. And here in our Gemara, we're learning it out from the word ay by sak. Now, the Gemara previously had learned out something that comes from izim, from ay beged. And here the kilkli b'chavak, which also comes from izim, we're learning out from a different source, from ay sak. An additional related question is, the hasa marbal and noitzushal izim l'gimel l'gimel. The Gemara learns out in Paragraph of Medlikim that the pluckings of the hair of a goat, that such a garment that's Mekabel Tumah, if it's 3x3 tvach, the ilusak, whereas the halachic measurements, as many times the Shas has mentioned, of the minimum is Shiur Bidal is 4x4 tvach. Now that's difficult. If this Kilkli Nechavak is something that comes from Ezim, then it should be 3x3 tvach, and here we're learning out by 4x4 tvach. So the Emir Ri says the Trei Gavni Noita Shel Izim Hava. So this answers both questions. There's two types of pluckings of the goat here. The Hasa Mayer Bedaka. There in Bemadlik and the Gemara is talking about the thinner pluckings of the goat here. Shel Izim Hava and the Bug Begad Mechashuv. And that's where they make the more finer quality garments. Oh, so therefore the Hilkach Shrabba L'Shleish Shal Shushim. Therefore, it's more significant that even a smaller size like 3x3 Tvachim, and therefore that's what's learned from Oy Beged like other Begadim. That's 3x3 tvachim, come a shabbagam like other garments. Here we're talking about the thick pluckings of the goat here. Shememeno oisin kilkli, it's the more coarse. You make kilkli, machabak, these types of straps of the animals, machabalim, and the ropes, the mashichas, and the measuring ropes, the sack, and the sackcloth. Therefore, yes, we have to learn that out from a different source, from oisak. And yes, its measurement is going to be 4x4 tvachim. Here next says the message begins words of the Gemara. Shema mino lafnuya. Obviously, that the words are extra, which places wonders regarding this gezer shava in the Gemara. The Gemara had said, it says, beged va'or by sheretz, and it says by Thomas Mess, which we learn the Gzeirah Shavah, and the Gemara says, well, it has to be that they're extra words, because or else you have a Pircha. And the Gemara says, yes, they're extra words, because both Sheretz and Mesach appear to Shech Lazera, to Simen, where, if by Simen, it says these halachas, and therefore we know that the same thing applies to Tumas Mes and Sheretz, why do you have to have this Gzeirah Shavah? Obviously, it's superfluous. Now, the problem Taizah has is that Hikshareb Eliezer admits, he says, Kibin de Iskis Sheretz Umes L'Shech Bezerah. If you're telling me that both Sheretz and Mes independently, the Pasuk puts them together, there's a Hekish, when you have a Pasuk near another Pasuk, it's equating Sheretz and Mes to Shech Bezerah. And again, therefore, we know Beged and Or, but each one of them is Mekabel Tumah, because it says Beged and Or, but Shech Bezerah. So you don't have to tell me Beged and Or is Mekabel Tumah, each one of them. Also, those are extra words by both of them, so they're extra to make this Gzeir Shabbat that we said we need to learn out, let's say, for the tail of the horse, and from the tail of the cow, that what's by Mess and Sheretz, that we're going to compare the two of them. The problem is, but if you're telling me that both them independently are compared to Shech Bezerah, so if that's the case, Gzeir Shavah Begiv Ar Lomali, then why do I need all the Gzeir Shavah Begiv Ar to compare Mes to Sheretz and Sheretz to Mes? But the Chomashi Yib Mes need to be Shech Bezerah. You tell me there's a hackish between Mes and Shech Bezerah. So whatever applies by Mes applies by Shech Bezerah. And the Chomashi Yib Shech Bezerah need to be Sheretz. Then the chain goes the other way too. Because at Kaim alone, we have a rule of Abom and the Hekish, whatever is Lord of the Hekish. Chayzim Alam and the Hekish could then go and teach to another thing through a Hekish. Chutz Ma Kaddishim, the one exception is Kaddishim. Where then you don't say, if you learn that from a Hekish, that it could continue teaching something else to another Hekish. But the problem is, here we're not to my Kaddishim, it's so Shech Bezerah, which you're going to learn out from a Hekish, from Sheretz, that Shech Bezerah is going to be mitami by the tail of a cow and of a horse. So that then teaches by its own hekesh when it's near the pasuk of Tumas Mes, that also it's going to have that halacha. So then now the question Taisa does not answer. So then why do you need to have it all? Gzeirah Shavah from Sheretz to Mes, if you could learn that Sheretz to Shech Bezerah to Mes, and then from Mes to Shech Bezerah to Sheretz, and then Taisa does not answer that question. Next Taisa demonstrates against words the Gemara. Me to hear me yitzonet, but do you think we were excluded from illicit thoughts? Which places wonders regarding this point of the Gemara. The Gemara says that the commanders wanted to bring a carbon after the war with Midian, where although they didn't commit any sins, but they said, but we still had inappropriate thoughts regarding the Midianite girls, the women. So places wonders, if you're going to say, Taisa has to take a second look. What do you mean? By these wars, they were even permitted to take the women themselves. And so why do they need atonement regarding thinking about them, even doing an action with them would be permitted? So it says, what you could say is, yeah, the Mukamakam Shaykh Ba'isa, but there still is room for prohibition regarding the Midianite women. Because what I mean, like the Gemara says, the condition of Chobezim and Aleph, that it wasn't carte blanche. The Pasuk says, V'chashaktaba, if you desire her, you'll let her take her. But Ba is singular, to tell you, B'loi B'chaverta, but not in her friend. And if you take one of them, you'll not take another Midianite woman. So therefore, it would apply a prohibition regarding any one of the other Midianite women, including inappropriate thoughts regarding her, and therefore, they required atonement for the inappropriate thoughts.